WATW 1400 AM is your home for Ashland or Dockers sports all season long. The or Dockers football team returns to WATW this year, where they'll be playing every Friday night. Getting set for this week's game is Coach Travis Larson in our WATW 1400 AM Coach's Corner. It's time for our Coach's Corner, and joining us for the Coach's Corner, we have Coach Travis Larson with the Ashland or Dockers. Coach, how are things going?
Things are going well. I know here we're in another week. It seems like once you get into these game weeks, once the season actually starts where we're playing games every Friday, it goes really fast. And so here we are on another Thursday preparing for another game tomorrow.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about last week's game. You guys played Northwestern last Friday.
Yes.
Ending outcome didn't happen the way you probably wanted, but the game was a good game.
Yeah, it was a very good game. That's a very, very good Northwestern team. I know we said when we were watching film, and then during the game, obviously, and after the game, we said, oh, that's one of the most complete Northwestern teams we've seen in a while, and they're very, very talented. So for us to play very well against them, I think we were very encouraged. We clearly want to win every game we're going to play, but to walk away from games feeling good that, hey, there's a good team and we competed very well against them, it's a positive.
Absolutely. One of the things about that Northwestern club, they had 17 of their 22 starters back. You guys looked a little green out there. It looked like you had a lot of players who may not have had a lot of playing time last year. This might have been their first season. Is that what you noticed too?
You bet. I mean, we have some kids that haven't played a lot of football, whether at the varsity level or in general. I know our left tackle hasn't played football for maybe since he was in fourth grade type of deal. So, and he's a really good player and a really hard worker. But we definitely have, some inexperience across some of our positions, but those kids they're going to get better. You can almost see some of those kids that didn't have a lot of experience even get better within that 48-minute span of a game. So first quarter to fourth quarter, it was really cool to see those kids work really hard and gain some experience.
You talked about getting better, and the big thing is from week one to week two, a lot of coaches say that's where they see the most change in their team, that the biggest improvement is from week one to week two. What are you looking for this week heading into that game against Hurley tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think if we were to look for things to improve on, it would be limiting our mistakes. Some of those little things that that they add up, you know, if you, little thing adds up to big things, whether it's a missed block or going the wrong direction on an assignment or letting somebody go on a coverage that we don't need to, whatever it is, this little mental errors that lead up to yards and those hitting yards that lead up to big plays and whatnot. And so just limiting our mistakes, improving on those things. It's one thing to get physically beat by somebody who's, you know, bigger, stronger, faster than you. It's another thing to make a mental mistake on your own and then allow that other person to defeat you. So we're looking to improve on those things for sure.
Well, that was definitely one thing that I think really held you guys back against Northwestern is it seemed like man for man you guys were with them, but then you would have a penalty here that would stall a drive or you'd throw an interception. So a couple of those mistakes, if you clean those up, I think you guys come away with your 1-0.
You might be right. Here's the thing, like when teams are very evenly matched, or even the other team is, you know, maybe a little bit better, man for man, is if you then turn the ball over or have a penalty, or, what have you, some type of mental error or some type of mistake, those things basically decide games when it's a 50-50 game. So we'd love to improve on those things, and I think we will.
Absolutely. Well, going the other way now down Highway 2, you guys are taking on Hurley. What can you tell me about the Midgets?
I tell you what, here's what you can almost guarantee you're going to get from Hurley. They're a good football team. Scott Erickson and his crew have been together for a long time. I don't know what the streak is, but I think they're sitting on 19, 20, 21 straight years making the playoffs. They're a very physical team. They're a very, very well-coached team, very well-coached program. You can expect a very good game from a very good school and a very good program.
Absolutely. Well, we're very excited to have the game with you guys tomorrow night against Hurley. Game's at 7 o'clock at Hurley High School. Coach, anything else?
No, we're looking forward to a great night.
That's it for the WATW Freedom Talk 1400 AM Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner is every Thursday on WATW 1400 AM. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow night's game on WATW 1400 AM, also streaming online at WBSZFM.com.